Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
I did the most brilliant show in radio on the issue of the folk debate. I called him Anderson Stupor, Martha Ratjans. It was a great show. Everyone loved it. And now we wake up the next day, nothing's changed. I did the thing on Anderson Stupor. I did it on Martha Ratjans. We know that they're owned by the Democrat machine. We know that. We've known it forever. We know that Anderson Stupor, in his private life, is probably far more vulgar than Trump. We can only assume that. The cleaner they look, the dirtier they are. The more Boy Scouty they look, the filthier they usually are. That's been my experience. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he who is without sin, let him throw the first stone. Like, true for me, true for you. I did that yesterday. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to live through this again. It's boring. It's over already. But I have another question. I did it on Stupor and Ratjans. You can see it in the newsletter on my website. And I gave my highly anticipated analysis of Sunday night's debate. And I said yesterday that Trump started slowly and began taking body blows. I said all of a sudden Trump looks weak. He looks nothing like the fighter we had seen during the primaries. I said, so sensing blood in the water, the pylon begins with Hillary lying and Trump taking shot after shot, while Martha, Ratjans, and Anderson Stupor play tag team partners on Trump. And that's when I realized we're watching a man who knows what the fight game is about. I said Trump knows boxing matches very well. He's hosted big boxing matches. He's been around these fighters. And he took advantage of a strategy that one of the all-time greats used, and that was basically using Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope strategy. Draw them in, let them punch themselves out, and then pounce on them. And then when the pylon began with the three against one, that is with the so-called moderators, Stupor and Ratjans, and Hillary Clinton, he jumped, he pounced, and he threw a big haymaker right at her. Big haymaker when he called for a special prosecutor over Hillary's email scandal. But the real haymaker was when she said it's a good thing that Donald Trump is not commander-in-chief or in charge of the country, with a big smirk. He turns and quietly says, yes, because you'd be in jail. She lost her balance and she never recovered. Now can we please move on? I've covered it. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to ask you another question that's somewhat related to this whole election. Who is the bigger deceiver, Trump or Clinton? Because what it comes down to is they're both lying to us. We know he's not going to deliver on his promises, because he politically could not deliver on his promises. The whole Republican Party is against them. The whole Democrat Party is against them. How's he going to deliver on his promises now? That's number one. So who is the bigger BS artist here, Trump or Clinton? That's number one. And that leads us to the next big question on this day of reckoning. Who are the bigger phonies, liberals or conservatives? I know you say, wait a minute, how could you dare say that? Well, because I see such hypocrisy, it's frightening to even believe it. I hear conservatives in the media talking over and over again about how they do this and they do that, and the elites do this and the elites do that. And here you have conservatives with their own Gulfstream jet, living in mansions worth $100 million, saying like the elites do this and the elites do that, like they're Joe Sixpack. I've never seen anything like this. How do you people take this garbage? I ask myself. I know I can't take it anymore. I'm a rich guy. I told you that. I work from poverty. I have something. I work for every dime I have. No one gave it to me, but I don't make believe that I'm poor. I don't come across like Joe Sixpack just to get you to listen to me. How can you buy that garbage? Yes, Mary from Delaware. How are you? Yes, it's them damn elites, Mary. They're the ones that were doing it. Well, what is a guy in talk radio who's very wealthy but an elite? By definition, we're all elite. If we're in the winner's circle, we're the elites. Don't you understand that? So how can we take an outsider position if we're really on the inside, is the question. We can't. So in other words, man is flawed. All men are flawed. We're all deceivers, we're all liars, we're all sinners. Didn't Jesus teach us that? So I'm in that kind of mood today, and that's where I'll go, where my mood takes me, because that's where I want to go anyway. Why? Because according to the Jewish calendar, this is the evening tonight that the holiest day of the year begins, and whether you're Jewish or not doesn't matter. It affects a lot of religions and cultures around the world. especially here in America. The Day of Atonement, it's called. Jews are supposed to fast and tell God what rotten individuals they are. Now, in churches on Sunday, the Christians basically confess, right? They go in and they say they're sorry for this, they're sorry for that, and then they go back to their regular lives. But if you actually analyze what the statements are, you tell me, if you're listening to the show, that none of you have committed any of this. When the Jew goes into the synagogue tonight for 24 hours, he sits there and he tells God about the sins he committed, as written by his forefathers. And he says, I apologize for my transgressions, for the sin that I've committed under duress or willingly. The sin I committed by hard-heartedness. The sin I have committed before you inadvertently. The sin that I committed with an utterance of the lips. The sin I committed before you with immorality. The sin I have committed for you openly or secretly. The sin I've committed before you with knowledge and with deceit. Before you through speech. Before you by deceiving a fellow man. Before you by improper thoughts. Before you by a gathering of lewdness. Before you by a verbal confession. Before you by disrespect for parents and teachers. Before you for the sins I've committed intentionally or unintentionally. For the sin I've committed before you by using coercion. By desecrating the divine name. By impurity of speech. By foolish talk. With the evil inclination. For the sin I've committed before you knowingly and unknowingly. And you ask then God to forgive you. But it goes on. It goes on for pages. The sin I've committed before you by false denial and lying. For the sin I've committed before you by a bribe-taking or bribe-giving hand. Hello, Hillary. For the sin which we have committed before you by scoffing. That's all of us in talk radio. We commit that sin every day. By evil talk about another. The sin I've committed before you in business dealings. Does that not affect anyone listening to this show? For the sin we've committed before you by taking or giving interest and by usury. By a haughty demeanor. Hello. By the prattle of our lips. By a glance of the eye. With proud looks. With impudence. And there's more. Scheming against the fellow man. Passing judgment. Casting off the yoke of heaven. A begrudging eye. By obduracy. Obduracy. Who's not obdurate listening to this show? By running to do evil. By tale-bearing. By swearing in vain. By causeless hatred. By embezzlement. By a confused heart. And you ask God to forgive you. So what I'm getting at is, man commits sin by definition of being man. Man is a fallen creature. We're imperfect. So therefore, how do we expect our candidates to be above us? Do we expect them to be more than human? Well, what do we expect of them? I don't have an answer for that, but I know that they're just people, and as such, there are degrees of phoniness, there are degrees of evil. The only question for me, and has been from the minute I started to support Donald Trump, has been where is my national security best, in whose hands is my national security, Trump or Clinton? We know that she will not stand for our borders, our language, or our culture. Let's bring it down to brass tacks. We know that she wants to open our borders for the reasons that I will spell out in this hour, and I've spelled out repeatedly through all of my works and my books. She does not believe in the sovereignty of America. In fact, the WikiLeaks tapes have shown that she actually has despises the average American, all of you, even those of you who think that she is your friend. She hates you. She sneers at you. She doesn't believe America has a culture. Nothing. Zero. So she's a tool of who? She's a tool of those who give her money. She's a tool of the big banks. She's a tool of Saudi Arabia. She's a tool of Qatar. She's a tool of the Middle East. Middle Easterners, rather, who run the world. Who, by the way, it turned out in the WikiLeaks leaks, everything we thought was true. Saudi Arabia has been funding ISIS. It's hard to believe, but this entire Sunni insurrection around the world is funded by our dear friends in Saudi Arabia and our other dear friends, the sheikhs in Qatar. They're the ones behind it all. They're the ones who gave us 9/11. They're the ones that Bush was seen bowing to. They're the ones that Obama was seen bowing to. Maybe they know something. I don't know. They're running the world. I'm not. So what, should we all now bow to Mecca and practice a Wahhabi form of Islam and give up and say, that's it? We've lost the world? Is that what we're going to have under Hillary Clinton? Now, on the other side, we have Trump, who says that he's going to stop bringing in Muslims. He hasn't said that recently because they beat it out of him. They beat out of him common sense. Everyone knows not to bring in people amongst whom, even if it's only 1%, there are 1% of them who are terrorists. There's no vetting of them whatsoever by the DHS, FBI, CIA. Zero. So we know a lot of them are going to come here and cause bombs and stuff to go off. Trump said once he would definitely not bring in, let Muslims come in, especially from those countries where there is terrorism, such as Syria. He repeated that again this week. So, again, I say to you, the election doesn't come down to who I think is more pure morally or spiritually. It really matters to me how they're going to protect my nation. Hillary will not protect my nation. She'll open up what's left of it like a broken tin can. He, on the other hand, just might be able to, and I say might if he wins, might be able to get us a little more national security. That's about it. Maybe. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, look, maybe this is too esoteric or too unspecific. Maybe it's not emotional enough for you. But I'm in another state of mind. I told you that my next book is going to be a year from now, after Scorched Earth. We went from Earth Medicine in 1972. And after a stellar writing career of published books of 30 or so books, I wrote Scorched Earth, which is doing very well. I had third week on the New York Times list, which is great. That's without any support from any of the media whatsoever, except for a few good people in radio and a few people in the internet world. I don't have to mention them. So there's a big audience for the message I'm sending. We know that Obama has decimated virtually everything he's touched. Everything that's decent, he has destroyed. We know that he's melted down the military. Let's start with national security. He's opened the border. He's brought in diseased immigrants. How can any poor person want illegal aliens here? I'll never understand. I don't care if you're black or white. How could you want this country flooded with illegal aliens when they're going to take the precious few, let us say, resources that should be available to our poor and needy and give it to people from another country? How in the world can you support this policy, I ask myself? Does that make sense? It makes no sense to me. That's why I'm a champion for America's borders, language, and culture. Irrespective of whether I'm a poor or rich man, because the poor look differently at the world than do the rich. The poor want what the rich have. And the rich don't want the poor to take it. It's always been that way. It will always be that way, no matter what Warren Buffett may say. I loved his tax returns the other day. Speaking of that phony, Obama's good friend, Warren Buffet. He had the nerve to say, Trump doesn't know my taxes or what I pay. He said, why? I earned $11 million last year, and I paid $1.9 million in taxes. Here, the richest man in the world, or one of them, earned $11 million last year. He earned about $11 million a day, is what he really earned. Are you kidding me? You're going to believe that guy? They get it all through other ways. Their companies pay for their airplanes, their yachts, their houses, their dental work, their tooth, whatever. It's all paid for by the corporation. Of course they don't pay taxes on it. The corporation pays it all. That's how that works. So don't believe them. I earned $11 million. Sounds like a lot of money to the average man, and it is. He earned about $11 million a minute, by my estimation. Pay $2 billion, what a great citizen. What a great patriotic citizen, I said to myself. So everyone is a liar. The whole world's filled with deceit and fraud. There's nothing you see in the media that's real. Not for one second. Just that some people are bigger liars than others. It's that simple. How much can you take of it? So that's my sermon today. I mean, look, the fact is that I was trying to prepare today's show. My mind is not here anymore because my mind is already on the next world. It's the different world, and my mind is halfway there. For whatever reasons, I'm halfway there, halfway here. My mind's in the eternal world. And I told you my next book, if I'm around next year, and I hope it will be a book about God or for God or the God book, period. And that's why I opened the show today with the whole sin thing, because you're not going to know God unless you know what sin is. Let me tell you that right now. I don't care about the boiled down fake new religions or the new Christianity or the new Judaism. I really don't care about that. Those are boiled down fake religious belief systems because man is a flawed creature. We all know we commit sins by accident or on purpose. And without a religion to tell us we're not good people, the religion has no meaning. It's nothing. It's just a 60s psychobabble, new age philosophy of we're all great no matter what we do is good. That's something a psych tells you. That's what you go to a shrink for, is dispensation. No matter what you did, he tells you it's okay because your father looked at you the wrong way when you're 1 year old. That's not what religion is supposed to do. Religion's supposed to give you red lights, green lights, and yellow lights. Never forget that. There are do's and not do's for mankind. Do you understand what I just said to you? It does tie into this election deeply, by the way. I'll be back to talk more about this and other things right here on the Savage Nation. It is the election, the election, the election. Going to be over already. We know what she is. She's a known quantity. We know what she's going to do to this country and to the people. We also know that she's a deceiver of the first order. She's amongst the richest families on earth. She's made a fortune while in office, along with the others, Dianne Feinstein. You look at all of them, how much they were worth before they went into so-called public service. All of these bleeding heart liberals, you know, public service. And then either the husband makes it or the wife makes it, whichever way it is, and we're supposed to listen to this garbage. Because they understand how the stupid system that we have works. Since everyone can vote, even those who don't work and those who don't contribute to society and those who pay no taxes, since they can vote, they appeal to the mass numbers. And the mass numbers of Americans don't work. The largest percentage are just collecting some kind of government handout. And so you get a demagogue like Obama comes along and he hoodwinks them for 8 straight years by giving them free things and attacking the rich, attacking the cops, attacking whites. And it worked for him. So she figures, why should she change the narrative? It worked for him, why shouldn't it work for her? And then along comes this business guy who's a flamboyant, a showman, rough edges, sexist, racist, whatever you want to say. It doesn't matter. Because most people, I told you, are flawed. I said that to you in the beginning. Why, you're different? You're unlike Trump or you're unlike her? How do you differ from them? How does the average person listen to me? They're better than them? Who's better than them? That's the question. Who's better than them? I mean, you know, you want to berate the debate? Go ahead. Make my day. This is why I try to get into the philosophical, but no one called on it. You can't do it. You got to go low in radio. You can never go high. You'll never make a living going high in this business. You'll always make a bigger living going low and telling everyone you're one of the poor and you're a Joe Sixpack as you fly off laughing in your Gulfstream. It's unbelievable to me. Everyone has a mansion, a Gulfstream, and they're one of the, not the elites, though.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We'll do the standard fare of talk radio. Why them Dems? I gotta tell you, they're the worst on the earth. It's them Republicans, although you can't really trust them anymore than you can the Dems these days. No. I don't know what I am, but you just keep listening, that's all. All right, fine, to each his own. So I said you can't make a mistake in this business by going low. I went high, and there's no callers, not one caller on it. No one wants me to do the Bible or any of that stuff because they find it doesn't match the tenor of a political talk show. But what am I supposed to do if that's where my mind is going? Supposed to fake it? How can I fake what I'm talking about? To do this right 3 hours a day, you better go with where your heart is and your mind is or you get out of the business. Well, you're going to wind up like Anderson Stupor. That's what you wind up being like if you keep it up, if you fake it every day. You know, fake it till you make it. You wind up like Anderson Stupor, an empty shell. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go low while you're calling on the high. Then you'll go, when you hit a low, you'll say, why'd you go low when I was going to call on the high? I was going through some YouTube, I stumbled on them, and I found one from years ago where it says, Savage takes a call from Brian the Socialist and sets him straight. Now, I looked at it, I actually felt better for the first time today. I was in the bathrobe, first cup of coffee, head hurting me. I didn't even want to get out of the house today before the show. And YouTube, somebody has found an app where it creates a cartoon around you. They did a caricature of me in a studio. They made a caricature of Teddy on it. It's on my website, michaelsavage.com. Michaelsavage.com on the top right. And it's called Michael Savage. Watch the cartoon with your children. And listen to this now. Michael Savage takes a call from a socialist. Brian, Cleveland, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm a socialist. I believe in socialism. And
you do. You're a loser who can't make anything on his own, so you want it from me. What else is new?
Do you know how much money Bill Gates has? I mean, he doesn't...
Well, who'd he take it from, you?
He doesn't need $55 billion.
What do you mean he doesn't need it? Who'd he take it from, you?
He didn't take it from anybody.
How much in taxes do you think he pays a year?
I have no idea.
Of course you have no idea because you're a dummy. How could you have an idea? He pays, and so do the people who make more than $1 million a year, about 90% of all the federal income tax in this country. Did you know that? Without us, you'd wind up eating mites in the street.
Do you know how much food corporations waste, like Procter & Gamble, when they make...
Food? You're telling me there are skinny homeless people in America who are starving to death? Have you ever taken a look at the people on welfare lately, the size of them?
You you can take that.
They're fat as horses because they have too much to eat and not enough to do, but knock out babies and collect welfare. What are you talking about? Let me repeat the hard data, my friend. The people who earn over $1 million a year support men like you. Have a nice day. Three in a row now. Let's go for a 10-pin shot. They don't like it. They want of course they want socialism. Wouldn't you want socialism if you were either genetically damaged or you were a drunk or an alcoholic or a drug addict or stupid or lazy? Don't you see, they don't like when they hear reality. But when they hear the realities and they have to look nakedly at the statistics, of course they're going to get mad at me. I have told you before, sometimes medicine tastes lousy. In fact, good medicine always tastes lousy. Old Doc Savage gives you the pill that you need in order to get straight. That pill tastes lousy. I don't sugarcoat my words. You want sugarcoating? Go to Hillary or Obama.
That's good. Michael Savage takes a call from a socialist. That's very funny. Someone put it together. I don't know who they are. They're anonymous. But they published June 17, 2012. And the guy says, total dissenter 69. I wish I knew who this person was. How did they create such a cartoon of me? I like the studio. It's nicer than mine. I like the cartoon of Teddy. They even made him great, the poodle. Fabulous stuff. But, you know, in its own way, it does explain the whole problem we have in America today, which is the whole issue of socialism and why people want it. They want it because they want to take what you earned. That's all. I found others that I'm going to play today if I get in the mood. Savage at his best hits high notes, rant against left-wingism. Then from 09... Savage attacked by Mexican woman caller on illegal immigration. Then from 2011, Savage gets fired after taking a call from an idiot. Then May 5th, 2011, Michael Savage takes a call from a white male construction worker. That is a screamer. And the cartoons are awesome. They're really good. I don't know who did these things. So let's take some calls now. We went high. No one called. I went low, and someone might have liked it, but they're not calling. The lines are sold out, so don't try to get in. And that's it. That's going to be a day. That's all it says. One day, another show down the tubes. Down the tubes. Every day, another one. It's like the myth of Sisyphus. Every day, get up. You have a headache. You don't feel good. Get up. It's only a three-hour show. Nothing to it. Sound smart. Sound clever. Don't make an idiot of yourself. Don't commit career suicide. It's only 3 hours with the whole world listening, especially the enemies, the Stalinist enemies, waiting for you to fall on your face to say one word like Trump did so they could destroy you. But go ahead, walk the tightrope when you have a headache with one hand and one foot behind your back. And then do a few pirouettes in the middle of the air 1,000 feet off the earth. Well, how hard is that? It's nothing. Nothing is very easy to do. Karen, WJR Radio, line one, go ahead, please. Karen, line one, you're not there. Okay, we're going to have one of these days now. Here comes the sabotage. Line one is gone. Let's go to line 9, WABC Vince. Let's try for you. Let's see if you're there. Are you there? Vince, go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. Yeah. So I'm a millennial listener to you, and early in the show, you said that Clinton and Trump should not be held to a higher standard because they're people just like us. But, however, when you're running for the president of this country, which is essentially the leader of modern civilization, you really should be held to a higher standard, because the essence of leadership is to be held to a higher standard so that...
You're 100% right. So where are they then? Sure, you should find them. Who are they? Who are they? Show me those who are capable of being at a higher level. Who are they?
What would you say maybe... Well, I mean, if you're talking about transcendence and like reaching your full potential, would you say maybe Gandhi or MLK?
But like, Gandhi should be running for office in America in a diaper?
No, but I'm not saying that they have to be perfect. Obviously, they cannot be perfect, but what I'm
saying... How far do you think a guy like Gandhi would get in this country in a diaper and a cane?
Well, I mean, like, obviously, like, not comparing 1940s India to...
All right, so you want Gandhi like in an undershirt, like in the Facebook undershirt. You want like a Gandhi from a Facebook to run America now?
Well, it doesn't have to be a Gandhi, but what I'm saying is that, you know, when you have Trump making these comments, there's a reason why many people just lose support of him. A reason why many college-educated independents who might have leaned towards him are now all of a sudden kind of iffy on him.
Because you're wimpy. You're a man who was raised to be like a neutered individual with no masculinity, so you don't even understand what he was doing because you wouldn't do it because you can't do it.
You're telling me she's not a flawed person? You're telling me all the dead people from Libya, from the Middle East, as a result of her policies, don't affect you millennials? Why not?
No, okay, fine. No, well, they, okay. Well, like, first of all, like, I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton at all. I mean, a lot of people here in New York City are, and they're lost.
Oh, the clean-living New York Cityites who go to clubs till 4 in the morning? The clean-living club-goers don't like Trump's commentary? What are they doing till 4 in the morning in a nightclub? I mean, walking home with their legs wobbling.
I mean, I can't really help them, but...
Well, I can't help them either, but they're phony hypocrites.
But like,
they're cleaner than Donald Trump. They're jealous of Donald Trump. That's all. They wish they were him. He was a party animal when he was younger, but he's rich, and they're not, so they hate him naturally.
But don't you think that...
I know what you're saying. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. The thing is, you want somebody who's above all of us to lead us, right? Can you name one president that you could even remember? Not in your lifetime, you were a young guy, like reading about who was above us. Who was that?
Who was above us? What do you say?
I mean, who was this idealistic individual, this ideal leader who was better than us? Who was that?
Okay. Well, I mean, if you pertain to the U.S., we can go ahead and say Washington and Lincoln, but those are of old.
All right, that's of old, and we don't really know who they were. I mean, do we know who Washington was doing behind a wooden shed?
Right. Okay, fine. Well, how about...
No, I mean, let's be realistic. We know what Lincoln did sexually. We don't know anything about him. We don't know who he was. I mean, these things were not talked about in those days. He was a human being. We can only assume Lincoln also had his little jolly somewhere.
Well, how about Eisenhower? What do you think?
To me, he also... So he had an affair when he was in the military with his aide. And old Mamie stayed home and played the piano. But that didn't disqualify him. He was a great war leader. He was the Supreme Allied Commander. And in terms of men, he was probably better than most men. He had a storied military career. And he was a trustworthy guy. And he looked like a man who you could trust on top of it all. I liked him. I was a little kid. I liked him. What did I know? I liked MacArthur. I thought he should be president. When I was a little kid, MacArthur came back to America on a victory parade. I was a little boy. And I remember to this day, my father was going to ride on the, on Queens Boulevard. Or one, at Grand Central Parkway, MacArthur was going to go by in a motor parade. I was a kid, so I was very patriotic with the flag in my head. I wanted to go with him to see MacArthur, but he wouldn't take me for some reason. I had to stay home. But he went there, and boy, that was a big day. But you know what they did to MacArthur, don't you? Because he was a threat to the Democrat establishment who did not want a general as president, they destroyed General MacArthur, even though he was a far better man than Truman. So, you know, politics are dirty. They always have been dirty. And even if a good man does come along, they'll usually destroy him. I mean, this is a little around the topic. I know what you're saying. You sound like you are a guy who really does want to do the right thing, and you don't know who to vote for. You're not going to vote for her because you don't like of the sex tape with him, do you? The dirty tape?
No, I mean, like, I'm either voting for Trump or Gary Johnson if I really just feel like Trump is not someone who I could...
Well, you know what? You have a right to do that, and I'm not here to convince you to do otherwise. Other than you should know that a vote for Gary Johnson is a vote for Hillary Clinton. Well, anyone who votes for Gary Johnson is a complete moron and doofus. A man who doesn't know the difference between Aleppo and a leper. You want to vote for a guy who doesn't know the difference between a leper or leprosy and Aleppo? Go ahead, make my day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just...
Look, I don't know what to say. You know, you're a nice guy. I mean, I'm sure your heart's breaking by what you see, the two choices we have. I get it. You don't know which way to turn. It's not like you're foolish. You get it. You're a good-natured person. Do you go to school or you graduated?
Me? Well, right now, I graduated from college, and I'm in the process of applying to medical school. So
beautiful. Now, you sound like a very bright guy. You sound like you're a serious person, right? I mean, you're very serious. You probably don't party a lot. You don't goof around.
No.
And you do want what's best for the country, and you don't know which way to turn. I can hear that in your voice. You're a good kid. You're a good kid. You're a good person. Look, I'm going to send you a free book that's worth like a lot of money for nothing. How much is this thing? They aren't cheap, you know. All right. $27? You're getting it for free. Here, $27 US, 35 Canadian. Scorched Earth goes out to you for nothing. Is that a good gift or what?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Hardcover. Because maybe when you read it and you understand that the nation we have of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos was created by the Democrats with their open borders, with their progressive policies. You will take a chance on the other guy. And I say take a chance because that's all we have left. That's all. Next case. That's line. Stay on the line, whatever. Here we go. And that's it. Where are we now? A quarter to the hour already. The time. Does it wait? Does it wait for any man? No. Nobody. You can't stop that clock. I remember that famous picture of one of the great comedians in the 1920s who was seen holding on to the hand of the clock, hanging from the clock tower, trying to stop time. Such a brilliant concept, isn't it? So last night, listen to this, a funny story. It shows you what's going on in the world. I go into an expensive men's store. I was buy myself something. Who knows? Like, I need it like a hole in the head. I won't wear it anyway. I put stuff in the closet I never wear. You know, there's expensive and new. I hang it in the closet. I never wear it. I find it 20 years later hanging in the closet, but it's still new. I don't understand it. Now I think the garbage I buy in Macy's I wear. It's easier. So I go there, and I had start to talk to the salesman, up-end shop. And he tells me he's of Moroccan descent. He's Moroccan Jewish on his mother's side and Catholic on the other side, but he's from Paris. Nice guy. And he says to me, he goes and visits the graves of his grandparents in Morocco once a year, which is very interesting. And he said, it's the most beautiful. He said, I'm not into cemeteries, but this is a beautiful cemetery. That was a funny line. All white, beautiful in Morocco. And then he says, the Jewish cemetery is on one side, and the Muslim cemetery is on the other, in the same cemetery. Jewish side, Muslim side. He said, when I went there with my relatives from Morocco, he said the Muslim who runs these, guy who watches the Muslim side, spit on their car and called them dirty Jew. He said, that never would have happened in my grandfather's time. I said, no, it's happening because of the Wahhabi sect of Islam, which has poisoned the entire Muslim world. And the Wahhabi sect comes out of Saudi Arabia. They are the ones who have poisoned Muslims around the world to hate everyone. I explain it all in my daring book, Scorched Earth. Read it before it's too late.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That he who is without sin cast the first stone. What a great adage that is. So in the sense that we're all what we are, and we all do things that are wrong, where do you go? I mean, which candidate is worse? Is the only, it comes down to who's worse. Her, we know. See, he just said something. She did something. Her Arab Spring policy caused all of the mayhem in the Middle East, caused all the refugee crisis into Europe. Everyone who studies it knows that. And Trump made a few comments. What does that make him, worse than her? I don't quite understand that. She's a known quantity. He actually isn't. And so what people are reacting to are the liberal shibboleths. He's a sexist, he's a thisist, he's a thatist. In other words, he's a man from his generation. In other words, the women who hate their fathers don't like Trump. The men who wish they could be men don't like Trump. The wimpy men don't like Trump. The females who can never get a husband, they're a man, don't like Trump. The females who never went out with a real man don't like Trump. But he makes one mistake after another. Now he Twitter bashes McCain again. He didn't learn yet. He Twitter bashes the GOP. Another mistake. In the middle of the night, another Twitter rage. Why is he doing this? Can he control himself? Why isn't he talking about jobs and the economy? Fiscal, fiscal, fiscal. Only route, only way to win. Stick on that or you're finished. But they're not listening to me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Who are the bigger phonies, liberals or conservatives, so-called? Don't call me on that. That's all. What are you going to call on? We know the whole story. It's up. It's two powerful people running for the presidency. It's two families who used to be friends now making believe they hate each other. I mean, what do you think? I don't know what's going on. One was at this one's wedding, and that one was at his wedding. One flew with that one, and that one flew with this one. One flew on that plane, and two flew over the cuckoo's nest. So now the both billionaire families are fighting with each other. Well, no, we actually don't know his wealth. But the Clintons are coming up strong, owing to her years in the Senate and Secretary of State. They're catching up to a legitimate businessman. He actually built something. She just steered contracts for the money. But they're catching up. You know, but it leads me to ask a question. I was thinking about it during the break. Is she as dangerous as she appears to be? I ask myself that because the only saving grace of Hillary Clinton, as rotten as she is and as deceiving as she is her, aside from looking at her, I don't think I can take 8 years. I may have to move to Qatar if they would take me. Maybe I'll open a... I can't... The thought of her, that face of hers with those surgical cheeks and that fixed smile and the mother outfit that she came up with... Stylistically, I can't take her. It's nauseating to think that she's going to walk around like that for 8 straight years with that pomposity. But that's not the issue. The issue is this. They're a very wealthy family, the Clintons. Thank God, because of the, in the good old American way, you can make it through the political structure. You start out, you spend money to become a senator. Next thing you know, you got hundreds of millions of dollars. And meanwhile, you give everyone the malarkey that you're doing it for the poor and the homeless and the gays and the this and the Muslim. A day and night, the same malarkey. In other words, you put out the demagoguery and they buy it. And then meanwhile, you keep steering contracts and making as much as you can. And you work your way up. So Trump's wealth is a matter of question. It's not $10 billion. Everyone knows it's like a hype job. What he's actually worth, no one knows. But let's say he's fairly well off. So let's say the Clintons, we know what they're worth. We know how much money was steered into the Clinton Foundation. Is she going to really want to pass a death tax that's bigger? Because then she can't leave the money that they connived to the children and grandchildren. Why would she want to do it? See, it's the saving grace of having a corrupt individual. Because maybe that's the saving grace. She's not going to want to do that. Tax herself to death. Well, she doesn't want to leave the money to Chelsea and the grandchild? What, is she crazy? No, she wants to give it to a homeless crack addict. She can't wait to give it to a homeless crack addict. So that's the only salvation I see, is that the corruption is so great and the deception is so great that maybe there's a hope yet altogether. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it could. It could be worse in some ways. I mean, would the riots and mobs get worse with her pandering to groups like Black Lives Matter? Probably. She'll use them to intimidate the white middle class. She will deball the police completely where they're afraid to do their job, and they'll replace them with a federal police force. And then you'll really have a wonderful, wonderful life here. They will be the equivalent of federales in Mexico, where you'll be pulled over on the side of the road and hosed down with a baton. They'll take your gold watch and probably your daughter with a federal police force, unless you pay them off a bribe. Oh, yeah, be great, all you liberals. You have a federales, just what you've always wanted, a Mexican police force here. So yeah, it's hard to say at this point. I'm fatalistic. Que sera, sera. What am I going to do? I did the best I could. That's all I can do. I can't do any more than that. Now, if you missed the first hour's opening, I can't help you. I gave a semi-religious opening. I'm not going to do it again. I got it out of my system. It's like a depressing thing, all the guilt. Religion is so filled with guilt. Like, walk around like everything you do is wrong. You looked wrong. You thought wrong. Your mind did this. Your mind did that. You opened your mouth, you were wrong. You breathed, you were wrong. That's the religion. That's the original religion, was based on guilt. How that came about, I'll never know. Why anyone went along for that? That you were no good no matter what you did. How did anyone go in to listen to that stuff? But it's still there. You suffer from everything you did. You looked at someone wrong. Your intention was wrong. You were a rebel, that was wrong. You were brusque, that was wrong. You had a confused heart, that was wrong. You have to bring a burnt offering because you did this. I burnt my toast this morning as a result of this. That was my burnt offering. Committed a sin because you were deceitful, deceived a fellow man. You had improper thoughts, you used coercion. You desecrated... That's why I walked away from religion. I didn't like the guilt. Yeah, I don't know. Then maybe it works for some people. You committed a sin in business dealings by eating and drinking. just by eating and drinking are committed a sin? By giving interest and usury? I don't do that. I don't own a bank. I'm not Wells Fargo. You committed a sin by a haughty demeanor. Okay, that's all of Hollywood. Committed a sin by the prattle of your lips, by a glance of the eye, with proud looks. No, you should walk around like a schmuck. What do you mean with proud looks? You put on a nice outfit and you walk, you're supposed to look like a loser? With impudence, casting off the yoke of heaven, passing judgment by a begrudging eye. These are all the sins that you're supposed to apologize for. By obduracy. The word obduracy isn't even used in America anymore. I don't know what the word is. Ask the average welfare recipient what obduracy is. They want to know how much is in it for them. Running to do evil, tail-bearing, swearing in vain, causeless hatred, embezzlement. Embezzlement. The whole Democrat Party would be out of business if they ever apologized for that sin by a confused heart. Who doesn't have a confused heart? So what is this about, then? Supposed to apologize for all of this? I once knew a very... I can't get... That's too personal. It'll be for another day. It's the day I lost my religion. I wanted to tell you that story. Then the day I found my religion. That's another story. I'll save it all for the God book. But here we are. In many ways, what this political campaign has become is semi-religious. It's like a semi-religious thing. And what's really odd is that a woman as corrupt as Hillary Clinton could be seen as the holier one. That's astounding. See what I'm getting at? In other words, she's about as corrupt an individual as you could possibly get in a skirt. Now she's suddenly, because of people like Anderson Stooper. Oh, man, I'd like to get work out on him a little bit. Because of Anderson Stooper and Martha Rad, whatever I called it yesterday, I lost it. It was a funny name. I don't have it. Because of them, suddenly, she's cleaner than him. You hear this? All of a sudden, her sins got washed away. There was no Arab Spring. There's no dispersal of millions of people in the Middle East because of her policies. There's no Clinton cash. Nothing. Nothing. She's clean enough. She's purer than him. She's more moral than him. Can you believe this? How the world turns. And look who made the decision for us. A man as sterling in character as Anderson Stooper. Don't get me started on Anderson Stooper. Someone ought to get his leaked audio tapes. Oh, I'd like to hear an Anderson Stooper audio tape at 3 in the morning. That's what I'd like to hear. Oh, I know it's only a personal opinion, but they're all above. They're all cleaner than ever, than Donald Trump. That's all. So that's the world we're living in now. What do you want to talk about? I played the comedy one already, which Brian the Socialist. It's funny. If you missed it, it's on michaelsavage.com. I have another one, a flashback from May 11th, where Savage takes a call from a white male construction worker, which is a really funny one with a cartoon to go with it. And now we got the callers to deal with. Okay, so they're calling. What should I take now? Let's see. WRVA, Nick, you're in Virginia, I think. What's on your mind, Nick?
Hey, Michael, thanks. I'm a captain in the U.S. Army, and I just want to start by saying I hate what the liberals and all politicians are doing to our army and our country. Thank you for your humor and your insight in this reality in this bizarre world we're living in. I just want
to... Well, let's go into the military and what Obama has done to the military. When I say he has decimated the command structure of the military, you tell me, as an actual military member, am I making that up? Am I just creating hyperbole? Or has the military been penetrated by the most incompetent jerks in the world?
The penetration, the confusion, the dissension that they have caused is on purpose. They've done it to our young children in schools. They do it in media. They do it everywhere. Now they've gotten into the military with all this political, social experimentation, and I'll probably be fired tomorrow once they figure out who I am. But they've caused so much dissension between well-meaning citizens who want to go and fight and win in land combat for purposes of, preserving our nation. They've done all this transgender, whatnot, without any thought to what it would do to the actual purpose. Because,
well, see, that's where you and I disagree. They know what it would do to the purpose of the military. They knew it would destroy the military's spirit, a fighting spirit. That is why the man who's running the military should be tried on war crimes. This guy, this defense secretary who put transgender surgery above treating veterans injured in combat, he's devoting scarce military resources to transgender operations rather than treating military veterans who are dying in hospitals across the country. This guy running the military is the worst in history. this defense secretary, this MIT goofball, he knows what he was doing. He did exactly what Obama asked him to do, which is to create dissension so that people don't know what to do anymore and they lose their will to fight.
Oh,
no, I see, that's where we disagree. They did this on purpose. That's why they would push transgender surgery above every other issue in the medical world and the military. It's in order to take the heart out of the fighting man.
Can I ask you a question, Michael?
Please.
Tell me this. I don't even think they've thought this far because they just simply don't care. What do you do when the person comes in, wants to have the surgery to go from a man to a woman, has the surgery, comes back after 2 or 3 years of being non-combat when readiness, mind you, readiness is our number one priority, both equipment and personnel, but they pass a law like this, so that tells you how stupid that is to go against the generals of readiness, but they come back after 3 years of getting through this surgery, they come back, and we find out that the man who became a woman, man, they sure are doing well on this PT test. I wonder why. Oh, because she used to be a man. That's why. How do you, without decreasing the standards, how do you make it fair? This is asinine. I mean, it's just bad.
No. They want to decrease the standards so we have the equivalent of a Portuguese military. They don't want the number one military in the world. Remember what that demon in the White House has always wanted, which is to destroy the military's ability to fight a war. Remember what the leftists have always wanted. They want a destroyed military. They want a disarmed police force. They don't care about the effects or the end result. All they care about is getting their way. And Obama's gotten his way. So now you have this in the military. And how many of your friends are still going to vote for a Democrat? She'll make it even worse. She will destroy what's left of the military. So, look, I said before, as flawed as Trump is, my gamble is that on national security and on military affairs, he'll be much better for the nation. Do you agree with that or not?
I'm sorry. Are you there? Say again?
I'm going to take a break from this right now. I'm sending you a copy of Scorched Earth. You can read all of my opinions. Because I can't repeat myself. It was so perfect the first time. If I try to repeat it the second time, I will stumble on my own words. Now, look, the time is a waste in here. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's pretty clear what we are talking about. We'll go back to the first questions or such. I'll play a few of the comedic elements for today, and I will take your calls at 8. What is my number here? I don't even remember the number anymore. Here. Where is it? It's got to be written out for me now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. And remember this. If you get on with me on Michael Savage Show, you'll reach more people than you've met in your entire life.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. That Shepard Smith just stole Scorched Earth. And they're using it on all the media outlets, like Trump's conducting a scorched earth policy and this. It's good. They like the title. I love it. It's good for business. That's nice. They don't have to have me on the show. All I got to do is acknowledge the master. That's all. All right, WJR, Karen, line one. What's on your mind, Karen? Go ahead, please.
Hi. I think we can agree that the GOP is in a disarray and needs to be rebuilt from within. And I think chiefly the most important thing conservatives need to do is stop the incestuous commingling of religion with politics. Enough legislation from the Bible.
Well, hold on. Let's stop for a minute. When have you last seen or heard the Republican Party make any biblical references or use any reference to any social or family values? I must have missed that. I haven't seen any of that recently.
Well, I mean, it's been throughout the entire Obama regime. They've fought everything based on biblical. I mean, you even do it on your show. You go into these Bible sermons, and I can't take it. I want to shut it off.
Wait, hold on. Let's forget what you don't like about my show. Tell me when the Republican Party has last mentioned family values.
When they fought against gay marriage. I mean, that's, you know, it's killing
us. So let me ask you, to you, is that the most important thing on the earth to you, is gay marriage and gay issues? Is that your number one issue?
Nope, and that's my point. I think, like, you're...
So what is your main... If I were to ask you, forget me, and I say, Karen, what is the number one issue to you in this election? What do you want the most out of a candidate? What is it?
raising my family affordably. Taxes. I want to keep more of my money in my pocket. I'm tired of government taking my money and taking.
All right, so what? So who's going to do that for you, Trump or Clinton? Who's going to give you more higher taxes, him or her?
Voting for Trump. I didn't say I wasn't, but I'm not a liberal. I'm not a socialist.
Okay, so what you're saying is disconnect the moralizing from the politics, right?
I'm saying disconnect the moralizing. I'm saying stop trying to commingle religion. Keep your religion in your homes and your pews and your church.
I get all of that, but you're not telling me I shouldn't do it on my show, are you? I'm not a politician. I'm a talk show host.
Oh, but when you do it on your show, I want to shut you off. I can't take it. It's like...
Well, what about the people who do like it since they can't get it anywhere else? Should I not give them what they need since I actually believe in what I'm doing?
Who give who what? Your listeners who are religious?
There are a lot of people who want to hear a little touch of God in the show. Should I tell them it doesn't exist because it offends people like you? I can't do that.
It doesn't offend me. I want to hear the politics, less religion.
All right. Well, I'm not 100% politics. You can get that from anyone in talk show. Any run-of-the-mill talk shows can do that for you. Day and night, ad nauseum. That's all. So I'm not the right show for you. I apologize.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, Savage.
So look, the woman who called from Detroit on JR, she was right in a way. She's saying she's a fiscal conservative and she doesn't want that element of the Republican Party muted with any of the religious doctrines of the religious right. That's what she's saying. Leave me alone with the moralizing. I don't care about gay marriage. I don't care about gays and lesbians. I don't really care what people do. All I care about is that I don't get robbed or fleeced any more than I already being fleeced by the socialist government. And I hear that a lot. But I have to remind you of something. Each talk show host does what they feel is best for them, for their audience, meaning who they are. You have to project who you are. Otherwise, this show is an empty show. What's the point of just doing the same thing all day long? And I'll remind you something else. After this election, I give it a week. If that, I give it a week, and you're not going to want to hear one more word about Trump or Hillary. Not a word. Not a word. You're not going to want to hear one more word that you woke up the morning and they did this, and that one did this, and Democrats this, and Republicans that. It'll be forgotten. And people go on with their lives. And so where does that leave talk radio after this hyper-political, mental insanity that we've lived through for this last year? Insanity, total insanity. The whole world sucked into two people. The whole world's been forgotten. The wars that he's trying to start a war with Russia, and I mean your good friend Obama, beating the war drums, rattling sabers, and nothing, not a word about it during the debates from Anderson's stupor. What is he on that the guy would get away with that? Well, Martha, or whatever her name was, where'd they get that hag from? It looks like her face was sculpted by a sculptor on crack who kept slipping with a chisel. Where they dug her up from, I don't know. A hatchet lady of the worst kind. Not one word about Obama stirring up war with Russia and how Hillary wants the same war because it's good for business. You know, not a word. What we hear about is Trump said this 95 years ago about a woman on a bus, that he was on a bus looking out at her. And stop the presses. And we forgot already, Bill Clinton, the predator, the wolf man in the White House. The wolf man in the White House wasn't an issue. JFK wasn't an issue. Teddy Kennedy wasn't an issue. Suddenly Donald, oh, look at that, look what he said. Look what he said, look at that on a bus. He looked at a woman, he said this about the woman. My God, stop the presses. This shows he's the worst man since Mussolini, Hitler, and Stalin put together. How in the world, and look who's saying it, no less. The lowest people on the planet. In the media, they're suddenly pointing fingers at him. And they don't say one word about the war drums being beaten against Russia. Not one word. Now, I can go into that, and I will at another time. But what I want to do now is do something a little pleasant, a little more pleasant for you, for your listening entertainment pleasure on the Savage Nation. So I was looking at YouTube pieces that people did of cartoons of me. I don't know who did this stuff. Some unknown person put together cartoons of me, like animations rather. And one was Savage Takes a Call from a Socialist, which is on michaelsavage.com from YouTube. They set it to an animation. There's an app you use I love it the way I look. They even made a little thing of Teddy. It's a great Saturday morning cartoon show. But it's all my stuff they robbed. I mean, it's all copyrighted material that they stole. It'd be a great television show if only there was someone in the media who understood what great stuff this is. I found another one that someone did where Savage takes a call from a white male construction worker on May 5th, 2011.
Paul, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mr. Savage, I hate to inform you, but my wife tells me I no longer can listen to you because I assume because as educated as you are, you know that the sugar levels go up when you're a diabetic when you get stressed. And she says, with the traffic around here and listening to you and getting all upset with these idiot callers you got calling in.
Oh, yes, that Osama bin Laden's friends should have constitutional rights when they don't even understand the constitutional rights do not apply to foreigners who are trying to kill you.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of friggin' idiots, but...
Well, hold on, you mean, what? That's the one that got you upset where you almost had a diabetic, went into diabetic shock?
Yeah, that's basically how it is. My sugar levels get up to about 600 or 700 by the time I get home.
All right, hold on, play Robert Reich, fam. I'm going to do it. Hold on, what's your blood sugar now? Do you have an instant meter?
Yeah, it's sitting at about 400.
All right, is it on your finger right now? Because we're going to play a soundbite for you and see where it goes. Are you ready?
Yes, it's. I got to prick it as soon as you start doing it.
Yeah, but how do we know what the rate... Okay, the last time you did it was how long ago?
About 5 minutes ago.
All right, and it was at five minutes ago, but that's already when you were angry. It was at 400.
Yeah, I jumped up to 400 because of that.
All right, get ready. When I say three, we're going to fire away Robert Reich, and then you're going to prick your finger, and we're going to get a blood sugar count. And a one, and a two, and a three.
I am concerned, as I'm sure many of you are, that these jobs not simply go to high-skilled people who are already professionals or to white male construction workers.
All right, what's the reading, Paul?
Well, I'm sitting at 480 right now. And it's going to keep on climbing. That idiot, I have to give you a little sideline, is that I'm a white male construction worker.
Oh! I shouldn't have done this, then. Now I apologize.
I'm going to jump over 700 or 800. She's going to kill me now.
Oh, my God. Now, how do we get it down? How do we help you get the blood sugar down? Because I don't want to have you have a problem in the car there.
Well, your music is perfect.
Which one of the music pieces can we use to bring down your blood sugar?
The Ding-a-ling song.
All right, hold on. Now we're going to play Giddy Up Ding Dong. It'll go back to normal. Play Giddy Up Ding Dong for Paul.
Giddy Up Ding Dong, giddy up. Giddy Up Ding Dong, giddy up.
Oh, yeah. So we're posting these up on the website, michaelsavage.com. Well, a few of them. It's, you know, you got to have a laugh here and there, right? 855-400. What's this? Hey, Savage, Rush Limbaugh just talked for a whole minute about scorched earth. What is everyone using my title for without mentioning my book? I know, that's wonderful. In other words, it's entered the psyche, the political psyche. That's great. That's great. I love that. They finally understand what's going on in the political world. Here's another one. Dr. Savage, looks like the media has officially recognized your new book, Scorched Earth, as Trump's campaign strategy. From Fox to CNN to MSNBC, they're all using the title without your name, of course. That's beautiful. I like that. At least my listeners understand where they're getting it from. It's not that the phrase didn't exist before I published it, but it was not an everyday phrase, was it? But now that it's a best-selling book that's on the New York Times bestseller list, for 3 weeks now? I'll find out in a few minutes, by the way. It's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, we'll get the notice soon, whether it made it for the fourth week, whether Scorched Earth will be on. So, in other words, it became part of the national conversation. That's the mark of a good book. Maybe this will be the one that can carry us over the cliff. I mean, you know, we need to go over that cliff together. We need to go over the cliff. So what do you want to talk about? Have we had enough of this already? The politics of the day, because the news is horrible. I don't understand what they're running now on the websites. Over and over again, the same thing over and over again. Now there's a picture of Clinton's son. I'm supposed to react to that. I don't buy that. I find it a little disturbing, frankly. Have you seen this on the Drudge Report? Clinton's son speaks. Why are they making this an issue from Breitbart? I find it very bizarre that this African-American child, he claims he's Bill Clinton's illegitimate son from a house of ill repute. I don't know why that is an issue. Danny, the untold story of Danny Williams' search for his father. Why is that a story? It's salacious, it's stupid, How would that affect the election? That Bill Clinton went to a house of ill repute, let's say that did happen, and he had a child out of wedlock with a prostitute. Why is that my issue? Why is that my business? Danny Williams has been asking for DNA tests from Bill Clinton for decades. The Clintons claimed there was a DNA test, which disproved Bill was the father. But it was later reported there was never a test. Why is that an issue? When Obama's trying to start the Third World War with Russia, I'm supposed to care about some kid who claims he's Bill Clinton's son. I never saw anything like the media. On every level, it's stupid. Stupid. The big issues are being lost. Paying no attention to what she actually did politically on the world stage. All right. Let's see what else. This guy lost his job. That guy Bush, who was on the bus with Trump. He lost his job there. They fired him. I guess they're showing fair. Cap back starts Sunday. What was that about, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the most fanatical left-wing operatives in the history of the world, comes out and says what he did with the knee job on a football field is stupid? Well, where does she come from? Why was she trying to show she's an American? The woman does not have an American, like a strand of DNA in her body is not pure American. But she's on the Supreme Court. The woman was the chief legal counsel for the ACLU. And the Republicans, along with the Democrats, put Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. So she comes up with a statement that what Kaepernick is doing on the field is stupid. You hear this? Unreal. Everyone's trying to get in on the act. Why is she suddenly trying to make like she's a centrist? What, she's afraid Hillary will fire her if she becomes president? Can they fire? They can't fire a Supreme Court justice. Well, okay, with the history of the Clintons... Yeah, all right. You don't have to fire her. All you got to do is take a little jog in Marcy Park. And there's two appointments in the Supreme Court right there. Maybe they could have the entire Supreme Court jog around Marcy Park if Hillary becomes president. Then she gets a clean slate. All right. Yeah, all right. Come on now. We're having a little Supreme Court picnic for the new president. Yeah, this way to the egress. There's no handrails to grab. Oh, I can't wait till this is over. How many days are left? I have a migraine since this election. For like a year now, I've had a migraine, a constant migraine from it. It's like I'd rather go in the woods and face a bear than face another day of this. No, I wouldn't. I don't want to hurt a bear. I don't want to kill a bear. Poor things, they're lost. They're not bothering anybody. They eat like berries. Vegetarians, they're vegans. They're nice animals. It's not their fault that they're big. God made them that way. They didn't ask to be giant animals. What do they eat? Honey, a berry. They don't bother anybody. You go near them with a cub, forget about it. They'll kill you because they're protective of their children. They're more loyal to their children than most Americans are today. A bear, a common bear, has more natural instinct of raising its cubs than the average American woman. Take a look. Go look around what's walking in the streets. Have you seen it? Go to a mall and take a look what the future of America is. Go look at a 15-year-old pushing a carriage with three in them with a 16-year-old caught husband. Have you seen this? I love it. They don't speak a word of English. They're pushing a carriage with four children. She's 13, 14 years old. The husband's 16. Neither of them work, and they're pushing a carriage. There's your future America. There's Hillary's core constituency. There's Jerry Brown's core constituency in the carriage there. Unbelievable. Yeah, Russian nuke warning. I could talk about that. I should. You know, when you see a maniac like Obama stirring up the Third World War with Russia, our natural ally against ISIS, and that's because we're finding out today that Obama is actually supplying weapons and was a little bit, and they created ISIS. You saw that today. I know you can't connect the dots. So now they want war with Russia. And the Brits, who can't fight their way out of a paper bag, are now saying that he's like a Nazi. Now, what are the Brits rattling their sabers? They have no sabers in England. They're like show sabers. British lawmaker likens Russia's behavior in Syria to that of Nazis. And he's a conservative, no less. A lawmaker in Prime Minister Theresa May's ruling Conservative Party. You hear this? Attacks Russia and says that he's like the Nazis. So, now where do they go from there? When a general, retired British general, just last week said they cannot even fight a single war anywhere on the planet anymore because the military has been debased and defunded and debased in Britain, what does he expect to happen? Where does he expect his rhetoric to go? Who is he doing this for? It's because the British and the Americans are lining up a war with Russia. They're signaling every ounce of their intentions. And what I fear will happen is they think it's going to be a limited air war where our superior air force and our better pilots will shoot down a number of Russian jets in an aerial combat situation, and we will. We have much better pilots and better trained pilots. The planes are probably better still. I think the F-22 Raptor can knock down the MiGs. But so we'll shoot down a few Russian jets, and we're going to what? Get hip, hip, hooray. Everyone will cheer Obama as being the great commander-in-chief because his ego got offended by Putin, who we can't stare down. What do you think Putin will do if he loses a few jets in aerial combat? Do you think he'll back down? No, he will not. I have studied the man from afar. He is a judo expert. He will come back harder than you could ever imagine. And he will use weapons that this country will never, ever use. And that's what will happen. But don't try to tell that to the sorority sisters who run this country. Don't try to tell that to the five sisters who are behind Obama, who are liable to start World War III. And let me tell you something else. Hillary is not too far behind.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So we've all, even those of us who are for Hillary, have seen a new low in the media. We know that Anderson Stupar and Martha Radjaz were trained by the Democrats to attack Trump. We saw that. It's ugly. It's something you would have seen in the Soviet Union under Stalin. Not one question from Stupar or Radjaz about the following. $9 million of taxpayer dollars funneled into a nonprofit foundation started and run by Secretary of State John Kerry's daughter. Now, if that is not nepotism and criminal, I'd like to know what is. How in the world can people not demand more from the media? I'm asking you, why is there no investigation into reports that over $9 million of taxpayer dollars were funneled into a nonprofit foundation started and run by Secretary of State John Kerry's daughter? There is a no-bid contract. It's beyond comprehension. Not one mention by Stupar or Ratjaz. Not one mention by Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. Instead, something Donald Trump said on a bus in 2005 is their business. And so we see a meltdown of accountability, of ethics of any kind in the journalistic profession. And so people hate them. They've always detested Anderson Stupar. They always know he was a nobody, a faker, from a questionable mother. No, a background no one even knows where he came from. And then Ratjaz, no one even ever knew her. Where was Martha Ratjaz dug up from? And what's waiting in the wings to the next debate? None other than Meatball Jr. with the sneer. Walachinsky's son. The sneer face. The kind of kid in the schoolyard that one is going to do the next debate, the conservative. Mike Wallace's son, Meatloaf Jr. What do you think the sneer is going to do?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Saying, why aren't people comparing Hillary, recently saying all Trump supporters are deplorable, to Trump saying he likes you-know-what 11 years ago? One is hateful, recent, spoken in public, and spoken by someone who holds a position of leadership. That's Hillary. The other happened in the past, wasn't hateful, but just rude, and was spoken in private by a private citizen. The answer is because the emailer is logical, and the American people are not logical. They're like an illogical animal that is constantly prodded and poked by the media. And who better to poke the bear than Anderson Stupar and Martha Ratjaz? That's your answer. Now let's go to some of the callers on the Savage Nation. I don't have any specific questions, comments. I am quite concerned about the war drums being beaten by Obama and the Seven Sisters, or is it Five Sisters? We don't really know. They're like Kung Pao in a hornet's eye. It's like putting Kung Pao chicken in a hornet's eye, what they're doing to Putin. That's not bad. Because I just had Kung Pao chicken for lunch. I figured I'd work it in. It's too hot for me. I'm going to go on a bland diet. What else do you want to talk? I don't know. It's like the same thing over and over again. You know, if talk radio was like this in 94, I wouldn't have gone in the business. I never did Democrat-Republican. I hated it. In fact, I mocked the people who made their living doing Democrat-Republican, Republican-Democrat, Democrat-Republican, Republican-Democrat, Democrat-Republican. I hated it, so I told them, look, I'm not a registered Republican. I'm not a registered Democrat. I'm an independent. I have been for years. No one understood that. They didn't like me. Then, of course, as the time went on, everyone became an independent. They found that it was smarter to be that. They didn't have to take any position. They thought. Then the same people who are now 100% Trumpsters were attacking him for six straight months. The same people who are pounding the Trump drum for 6 months ripped everyone who supported Trump apart. They called us every name under the sun. They called him every name under the sun. 6 straight months they tore him to pieces. Now all of a sudden they've been with him from the get-go. And you're supposed to believe a word that comes out of our mouths. I don't blame you for being cynical about the media, myself included. I would be also. I mean, if I listened to me, let's say I wasn't on the air and I was listening to me, I'd listen very carefully and I'd say, look, he's saying this, but. Look, he said that, but. I know there's always a but. I don't hold myself above you. Unless you try to challenge me, then I'm going to fight with you. That's just my nature. I met an attorney the other day, a very famous, powerful attorney, who will remain unnamed, and very big in the Democrat circles, maybe the top guy. I haven't seen him for years, a great guy. We are politically on the other side, opposite side of everything, but he said to me, a lot of his friends love me. They love listening to me. I said, you have conservative friends? He's more than you would believe. And then we're talking and talking, and he said to me, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you do it? And I said, we're Marvel. How do you do it? Where do you get the energy from? What motivates you? Then as the conversation moved along, he said something very telling to me. This is a very big attorney. He says to me, unless I have an adversary, life is boring to me. He loves the courtroom. He likes an adversary in the courtroom. So I said, now you understand the answer to your own question. I like an adversarial relationship with callers if it's a reasonable one. But I don't like adversarial conversation just for the sake of, you know, for adversarial conversation. That becomes too staged and boring. I don't mind adversarial conversation. On the other hand, I like the monologue better. The rambling monologue I like better than anything. It's easier. It's more relaxed. It's not, you know, you're listening to radio. What, do you really want to hear people screaming at each other? That's boring old-time radio in the 1990s that was hot for about a minute. Well, who wants to hear people screaming at each other? I have to remind you that what's coming after the election is going to be, to use a pat phrase. I try never to use pat phrases, but it's impossible all the time. Here's a pat phrase. There is going to be a sea change after the election. I give it a week. And then talk radio will drop off the cliff. If all you're going to hear, if she wins, is Hillary's bad, and she is. And Hillary's done this, and she will. How are you going to, listen to that for 4 or 8 years? 8 years you're going to hear what she's doing and what she's done. Maybe you will. Maybe it's important now that I think about it. So I better get ready, in other words. Oh, my God. I better put the dumb brain on. Let me go look for the dumb brain. 8 years about what she's done to us. See, if she's as bad as we fear she is, I won't even be on the radio. It's that simple. There'll be the quote, fairness doctrine, and there'll be no competition for any of the liars and thieves in the Democrat Party ever again. They'll be able to steal all your money and bring in as many diseased incompetents as they want from around the world in order to vote them in power for 1,000 years. And there'll be no opposition because that's what you want. You want fascism. You have to admit it. Most of you leftists really just want fascism. You want to wake up in the morning and not learn that John Kerry allegedly steered a $9 million no-bid contract to his daughter's nonprofit. That's fine by you. What's your answer to that one? $9 million to Kerry's daughter? $9 million of taxpayer dollars funneled into a nonprofit foundation started and run by Secretary of State John Kerry's daughter. That doesn't bother you? That shouldn't have been a debate topic? How all of the people who are in the State Department use it as a slush fund for their family, including you-know-who? The State Department, under Hillary Clinton was also used as a slush fund to steer fortunes to friends and family. Collusion, nepotism. The entire State Department is run the same way, first by Hillary Clinton and now by John Kerry, as someone says, as a bank to reward family and friends. That's Matthew Whitaker, executive director of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. He writes, what's particularly disturbing about this case is that the State Department clearly lied when they said Kerry had no role in his daughter's program. As evidence shows, Kerry not only publicly praised its work, but announced continued funding for its operation. Now, how does that make you feel, using government resources to provide a special and significant financial benefit to a family member's philanthropic interests with no competition? That's something you want to see going on in the country? It's a violation of the law. I can cite the law. It's a violation of all ethics. It's a violation of everything we believe in government. And here, he did it. She did it with the Clinton Foundation, and it doesn't seem to have any matter because the empty suit Andy Stuper and the empty skirt Martha Ratjas didn't even mention it as a question. So what hope is there when you have a rotten, lying media? Is there any hope when you have Izvestia in the highest places? I ask, who is the biggest deceiver, Trump or Clinton? The biggest deceivers are those in the media. That would be a Stuper and Ratjas in this case. Next time it'll be the other one, Meatloaf Jr., another reliable source with a sneer. That's another one. I can't wait for that one. He tries to trip Trump up to curry favor with, just like his boss, O'Reilly. Now, O'Reilly yesterday saw which way the wind blew after the debate. He went already on the five, and he said that Hillary's not so bad. You have that clip from yesterday, Jim? Dig it up if you can. It was a Bill O'Reilly leprechaun. The 6'6" friendly giant, the leprechaun, goes on one of his sister shows, and all of a sudden he's speaking nicely about Hillary Clinton because he smells which way the wind blows. Look, he was always a smart politician. Well, don't take that away from him. Believing in something? I don't know. You'll have to decide that for yourself. All of a sudden, Hillary's not so bad, and he knows that because he said he knows friends of hers. So that speaks for all how wonderful she is. You got to hear this. This is to show you what Fox has become lately. Listen.
I don't know Secretary Clinton that well, but I've met her a few times. I don't think she's the demon that a lot of people try to make her. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because I know some of her friends. Mm-hmm. And in private, this is goes back to the private-public thing again, she's much kinder or more softer.
Well, Hitler liked Blondie. Hitler was a vegetarian. Hitler was a teetotaler. Hitler would cry when he would watch movies about people hunting animals. He'd break into tears. He was a sentimental lush. And then when he wanted to relax, he'd watch pictures of his Nazi henchmen torturing people to death in torture chambers for fun. That he could watch for hours, but the animal torture he couldn't watch, even a gunshot. And he'd eat the strudel, and he would eat the cream cake and pass out from hypoglycemia and then invade Poland. But I'm sure he was a nice guy to Blondie, and Eva Braun liked him. She saw the soft side of Adolf. Thanks, Bill. That was a really brilliant statement of yours. You know, currying favor already with it because you know which way the wind blows. Astounding to me. So the point, the bigger point, is who's going to be the debate moderator next? One of Bill O'Reilly's cohorts, Sneer. I forget his first name, Mike Wallace's son. I don't know. Chris Sneer. Chris Sneer Wallace. What do you think he's going to do in the next debate? You think he's going to be any different than Stuper or Ratjas? He'll be worse yet. Donald, I don't know how much he can take it. I don't know how the guy deals with this. I mean, I think about what he's taking. The hatred, the lies, the deceit. I've never seen anything this pile on like this in this country. I'm not saying you have to like the guy, but I have never seen such bias in my entire life. I never thought it was this. Well, I knew it was bad. I mean, I faced it many ways for all these years, the things they've said about me. Remember, never forget for a minute, no matter who bellyaches and complains, Michael Savage is the only member of the American media, the only member of the American media banned from entering Britain for statements I didn't even make. So don't tell me I don't know about smears. Don't tell me I don't understand the price you have to pay when you're outspoken in this world. You know? So believe me, I understand it very well. But how can he take this day in and day out? He gets up there like a warrior every day. That's why we love him. If he could take the slings and arrows of these vermin in the media, then he can take on the world. That's all I can tell you. Then the world will be his, and they'll scurry like rats. They will be, you know, could you imagine what's going to happen to them if Trump actually wins? Think about what might happen to the Anderson Stoopers and the Wolfie Blitzers if a guy like him wins. Think about what's going to happen. Because let me tell you something right now. The bosses who run CNN, they're businessmen at the end of the day. They will rush to do business with Trump as fast as they can. And I'll tell you this, he'll never forget his enemies. And if he says to them, you got to get rid of this stupor, get him off the air, or you're not going to do this, I'm not going to let you merge, I will have my antitrust division block your merger, I will have them take away half your stations, they will fire stupor faster than you could say rat. Wolfie Blitzer will have to get a job in a junior high school somewhere teaching journalism. That's what he'll be left doing. That's what he all should have done all along. He should be with Dan Rather somewhere in Texas, teaching how to put lather on your face to shave. I mean, that's where he belongs, in Texas somewhere. But that could happen. That's why they're terrified of him winning. If she wins, it's status quo ante. It's like they know they can go on with their big lie, and they still have the clean suit, the makeup, the whole thing, all the perks. They continue. He wins, forget it. The whole world's going to change for them. And then, of course, the same is true in almost every avenue of life. So that's the story. Now, they're all using my title, Scorched Earth, which is beautiful. They don't know it. They don't know why suddenly it's become a popular phrase, because I popularized it with the book Scorched Earth, which is 3 weeks, maybe four now on the bestseller list. I'll find out in this hour. I hope I get the notice from the publisher. It's always late in the day on Tuesday. But 3-4 weeks on the list with no promotion in the media. Fox News banishes me, blacklist. And yet, still, they're using the phrase Scorched Earth. Do they not even know why they're using it? Someone fed them the line. One of their workers probably likes me. One of the writers for one of these people probably likes Shepard Smecker Smith, whatever his name is. The genius who said the hurricane would kill everyone, include your children, while his child was screaming in the back. Was that his child? Does Smith have a child? Like a screaming baby in the background. I didn't know he was married. No, not married. I didn't think so. Yeah, all right, we'll leave that one alone. Well, he could be married. It means nothing today anyway. Married. I'd like you to meet my husband. It's another. I never saw anything like it. You can go crazier for a child. Two women show up and she says, I'd like you to meet my husband. The kid doesn't know. He looks around at the both women. Where's the husband? And the mother could punish him for saying, Mommy, there's no husband there. The child could go to jail yet under Hillary Clinton. Two women show up. Hello, my name is Doris. My name is Betty. This is my husband. Then the poor boy looks up and says, Mommy, there's no husband there. Shut up, Johnny. How dare you insult him with a homophobic remark? We're going to send you to prison for that one. Now you understand why the country is screwed up upside down and backwards. And you think it's going to get better under her, pandering to every minority group on the planet? They don't know which bathroom to go to anymore, the poor children, what they've done to their brains. A red light already into hour three? I just got started. I'm warming up like another energy came back. People just think I get weaker. I get stronger in the third hour. I don't know how. I don't know where it comes from. It's beyond belief. It's genetic. Genetic. It's a survival instinct that kicks in. The tighter I get, the more energetic I get. It's astounding. I don't know how this works. There must be a gene for it. Someday someone's going to figure it out. And God forbid they give it to the wrong people.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Every day, a degenerate sicko from Hollywood shows their behind, another picture, an Instagram of a behind, a breast. Every day, exhibitionism like in a mental hospital, you wouldn't see what passes today for Hollywood. But the very same people who strip, twisted, naked, degenerate lowlifes, they're worried about what Trump said coming off a bus 5 years ago. I've never heard anything like this out there, as they're putting up an outfit on to cover up their disgusting, crazy. And this becomes an issue to Anderson Stupor and Martha Ratjas and the American people. Yeah, yeah, evil sexist Trump. Meanwhile, everyone in Hollywood is stripping naked as fast as they can to show their abs and their butt, their glutes, their abs, their this, their that. Like, no one else has that. No one else has an abdomen other than this actress or that one. Every other day, another butt shot. Like, oh, my God, look what she's showing. Look at this. Like animals. Animals in a sty would behave better than them. And they're the ones most offended by Trump. Isn't that amazing? The religious right forgave him, but not the vermin in the media. The degenerates don't forgive him. The sickos. It's like a Ford Pinto comparing itself to a Bentley. They're like Ford Pintos, these people in Hollywood, screaming about the Bentley running for office. How dare it, whatever. All right, whatever. Columbus Day came and went. On one holiday after the other, next is already, well, what's what I got to look forward to now? My favorite is the election. Oh, my God, what are you going to do for that one? Then Thanksgiving. That's always fun around the family. Everyone just loves each other. Get together after you haven't seen each other. There's hostility underneath the turkey, in the dressing, in the cranberry sauce. Everyone leaves miserable and in pain from when someone said something, looked the wrong way. Look what she said. Look what he did. How dare I'll never see them again. What kind of family is this that we can't get together for two? And a year goes by. You all forget it. It's like Jingle Bells and it's Christmas. You got that to look forward to. Either I'm going to go to Vienna, to the Vienna Philharmonic for New Year's Eve. That's one dream. Or the Ice Palace in Moscow. I'm not going to either. I'm thinking about it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
According to the Jewish calendar, this is the evening tonight that the holiest day of the year begins. And whether you're Jewish or not doesn't matter. It affects a lot of religions and cultures around the world, especially here in America. The Day of Atonement, it's called. Jews are supposed to fast and tell God what rotten individuals they are. Now, in churches on Sunday, the Christians basically confess, right? They go in and they say they are sorry for this, they're sorry for that, and then they go back to their regular lives. But if you actually analyze what the statements are, you tell me, if you're listening to this show, that none of you have committed any of this. When the Jew goes into the synagogue tonight for 24 hours, he sits there and he tells God about the sins he committed, as written by his forefathers. And he says, I apologize for my transgressions, for the sin that I have committed under duress or willingly. The sin I committed by hard-heartedness. The sin I have committed before you inadvertently. The sin that I committed with an utterance of the lips. The sin I committed before you with immorality. The sin I have committed for you openly or secretly. The sin I've committed before you with knowledge and with deceit, before you through speech, before you by deceiving a fellow man, before you by improper thoughts, before you by a gathering of lewdness, before you by a verbal confession, before you by disrespect for parents and teachers, before you for the sins I've committed intentionally or unintentionally, for the sin I've committed before you by using coercion, by desecrating the divine name, by impurity of speech, by foolish talk, with the evil inclination, for the sin I've committed before you knowingly and unknowingly. And you ask then God to forgive you. But it goes on. It goes on for pages. The sin I've committed before you by false denial and lying. For the sin I've committed before you by a bribe-taking or bribe-giving hand. Hello, Hillary. For the sin which we have committed before you by scoffing. That's all of us in talk radio. We commit that sin every day. By evil talk about another. The sin I've committed before you in business dealings, does that not affect anyone listening to this show? For the sin we've committed before you by taking or giving interest in by usury, by a haughty demeanor, hello, by the prattle of our lips, by a glance of the eye, with proud looks, with impudence. And there's more. Scheming against a fellow man, passing judgment, casting off the yoke of heaven, a begrudging eye, by obduracy. Obduracy. Who's not obdurate listening to this show? By running to do evil, by tale-bearing, by swearing in vain, by causeless hatred, by embezzlement, by a confused heart. And you ask God to forgive you. So what I'm getting at is man commits sin by definition of being man. Man is a fallen creature. We're imperfect. So therefore, how do we expect our candidates to be above us? Do we expect them to be more than human? Well, what do we expect of them? I don't have an answer for that, but I know that they're just people, and as such, there are degrees of phoniness, there are degrees of evil. The only question for me, and has been from the minute I started to support Donald Trump, has been where is my national security best, in whose hands is my national security, Trump or Clinton? We know that she will not stand for our borders, our language, or our culture. Let's bring it down to brass tacks. We know that she wants to open our borders. for the reasons that I've spelled out repeatedly through all of my works and my books. She does not believe in the sovereignty of America. In fact, the WikiLeaks tapes have shown that she actually has despises the average American, all of you, even those of you who think that she is your friend. She hates you. She sneers at you. She doesn't believe America has a culture. Nothing. Zero. So she's a tool of who? She's a tool of those who give her money. She's a tool of the big banks. She's a tool of Saudi Arabia. She's a tool of Qatar. She's a tool of the Middle East. Middle Easterners, rather, who run the world. Who, by the way, it turned out in the WikiLeaks leaks, everything we thought was true. Saudi Arabia has been funding ISIS. It's hard to believe, but this entire Sunni insurrection around the world is funded by our dear friends in Saudi Arabia and our other dear friends, the Sheikhs in Qatar. They're the ones behind it all. They're the ones who gave us 9/11. They're the ones that Bush was seen bowing to. They're the ones that Obama was seen bowing to. Maybe they know something. I don't know. They're running the world. I'm not. So what, should we all now bow to Mecca and practice a Wahhabi form of Islam and give up and say, that's it? We've lost the world? Is that what we're going to have under Hillary Clinton? So, again, I say to you, the election doesn't come down to who I think is more pure morally or spiritually. It really matters to me how they're going to protect my nation. Hillary will not protect my nation. She'll open up what's left of it like a broken tin can. He, on the other hand, just might be able to, and I say might if he wins, might be able to get us a little more national security. That's about it. Maybe. Do you understand what I'm saying? The election. Can it be over already? We know what she is. She's a known quantity. We know what she's going to do to this country and to the people. We also know that she's a deceiver of the first order. She's amongst the richest families on earth. She's made a fortune while in office, along with the others, Dianne Feinstein. You look at all of them, how much they were worth before they went into so-called public service. All of these bleeding heart liberals, you know, public service. And then either the husband makes it or the wife makes it, whichever way it is. And we're supposed to listen to this garbage because they understand how the stupid system that we have works. Since everyone can vote, even those who don't work and those who don't contribute to society and those who pay no taxes, since they can vote, they appeal to the mass numbers. And the mass numbers of Americans don't work. The largest percentage are just collecting some kind of government handout. And so you get a demagogue like Obama comes along and he hoodwinks them for 8 straight years by giving them free things and attacking the rich, attacking the cops, attacking whites. And it worked for him. So she figures, why should she change the narrative? It worked for him. Why shouldn't it work for her? And then along comes this business guy who's a flamboyant, a showman, rough edges, sexist, racist, whatever you want to say. It doesn't matter. Because most people, I told you, are flawed. I said that to you in the beginning. Why, you're different? You're unlike Trump or you're unlike her? How do you differ from them? How does the average person listen to me? They're better than them? Who's better than them? That's the question. Who's better than them? Yesterday, I did the most brilliant show in radio on the issue of the folk debate. I called them Anderson Stooper, Martha Ratjans. It was a great show. Everyone loved it. And now we wake up the next day and nothing's changed. I did the thing on Anderson Stooper. I did it on Martha Ratjans. We know that they're owned by the Democrat machine. We know that. We've known it forever. We know that Anderson Stooper, in his private life, is probably far more vulgar than Trump. We can only assume that. The cleaner they look, the dirtier they are. The more Boy Scouty they look, the filthier they usually are. That's been my experience. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he who is without sin, let him throw the first stone. Like, true for me, true for you. I did that yesterday. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to live through this again. It's boring. It's over already. But I have another question. I did it on Stooper and Ratjans. You can see it in the newsletter on my website. And I gave my highly anticipated analysis of Sunday night's debate. And I said yesterday that Trump started slowly and began taking body blows. I said all of a sudden Trump looks weak. He looks nothing like the fighter we had seen during the primaries. I said, so sensing blood in the water, the pylon begins with Hillary lying and Trump taking shot after shot, while Martha, Ratjans, and Anderson Stooper play tag team partners on Trump. And that's when I realized we're watching a man who knows what the fight game is about. I said Trump knows boxing matches very well. He's hosted big boxing matches. He's been around these fighters. And he took advantage of a strategy that one of the all-time greats used, and that was basically using Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope strategy. Draw them in, let them punch themselves out, and then pounce on them. And then when the pylon began with the three against one, that is with the so-called moderators, Stupor and Ratchez, and Hillary Clinton, he jumped, he pounced, and he threw a big haymaker right at her. Big haymaker when he called for a special prosecutor over Hillary's email scandal. But the real haymaker was when she said it's a good thing that Donald Trump is not commander-in-chief or in charge of the country, with a big smirk. He turns and quietly says, yes, because you'd be in jail. She lost her balance and she never recovered. Now can we please move on? I've covered it. I don't want to do it anymore. And that leads us to the next big question on this day of reckoning. Who are the bigger phonies, liberals or conservatives? I know you say, wait a minute, how could you dare say that? Well, because I see such hypocrisy, it's frightening to even believe it. I hear conservatives in the media talking over and over again about how they do this and they do that. And the elites do this and the elites do that. And here you have conservatives with their own Gulfstream jet, living in mansions worth $100 million, saying like the elites do this and the elites do that, like they're Joe Sixpack. I've never seen anything like this. How do you people take this garbage? I ask myself. I know I can't take it anymore. I'm a rich guy. I told you that. I worked from poverty. I have something. I worked for every dime I have. No one gave it to me, but I don't make believe that I'm poor. I don't come across like Joe Sixpack just to get you to listen to me. How can you buy that garbage? Well, what is a guy in talk radio who's very wealthy but an elite? By definition, we're all elite. If we're in the winner's circle, we're the elites. Don't you understand that? So how can we take an outsider position if we're really on the inside, is the question. We can't. So in other words, man is flawed. All men are flawed. We're all deceivers. We're all liars. We're all sinners. Didn't Jesus teach us that? So last night, listen to this, a funny story. It shows you what's going on in the world. I go into an expensive men's store. I was buy myself something. Who knows? Like, I need it like a hole in the head. I won't wear it anyway. I put stuff in the closet I never wear. In other words, it's expensive and new. I hang it in the closet. I never wear it. I find it 20 years later hanging in the closet, but it's still new. I don't understand it. Now, it's the garbage I buy in Macy's I wear. It's easier. So I go there, and I start to talk to the salesman, up-end shop. And he tells me he's of Moroccan descent. He's Moroccan Jewish on his mother's side and Catholic on the other side, but he's from Paris. Nice guy. And he says to me, he goes and visits the graves of his grandparents in Morocco once a year, which is very interesting. And he said, it's the most beautiful. He said, I'm not into cemeteries, but this is a beautiful cemetery. That was a funny line. All white, beautiful in Morocco. And then he says, the Jewish cemetery is on one side and the Muslim cemetery is on the other, in the same cemetery. Jewish side, Muslim side. He said, when I went there with my relatives from Morocco, he said the Muslim who runs the guy watches the Muslim side spit on their car and called them dirty Jew. He said that never would have happened in my grandfather's time. I said, no, it's happening because of the Wahhabi sect of Islam, which has poisoned the entire Muslim world. And the Wahhabi sect comes out of Saudi Arabia. They are the ones who have poisoned Muslims around the world to hate everyone. I explain it all in my daring book, Scorched Earth. Read it before it's too late. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Who are the bigger phonies, liberals or conservatives, so-called? Don't call me on that. We know the whole story. It's up. It's two powerful people running for the presidency. It's two families who used to be friends now making believe they hate each other. I mean, what do you think? I don't know what's going on. One was at this one's wedding, and that one was at his wedding. One flew with that one, and that one flew with this one. One flew on that plane, and two flew over the cuckoo's nest. So now the both billionaire families are fighting with each other. Well, no, we actually don't know his wealth. But the Clintons are coming up strong owing to her years in the Senate and Secretary of State. They're catching up to a legitimate businessman. He actually built something. She just steered contracts for the money. But they're catching up. You know, but it leads me to ask a question. I was thinking about it during the break. is she as dangerous as she appears to be? I ask myself that because the only saving grace of Hillary Clinton, as rotten as she is, and as deceiving as she is her, aside from looking at her, I don't think I can take 8 years. I may have to move to Qatar if they would take me. Maybe I'll open a, I can't, the thought of her, that face of hers, with those surgical cheeks, and that fixed smile, and the mother outfit that she came up with. Stylistically, I can't take her. It's nauseating to think that she's going to walk around like that for 8 straight years with that pomposity. But that's not the issue. The issue is this. They're a very wealthy family, the Clintons. Thank God, because of the in the good old American way, you can make it through the political structure. You start out, you spend money to become a senator. Next thing you know, you got hundreds of millions of dollars. And meanwhile, you give everyone the malarkey that you're doing it for the poor and the homeless and the gays and the this and the Muslim. A day and night, the same malarkey. In other words, you put out the demagoguery and they buy it. And then meanwhile, you keep steering contracts and making as much as you can, and you work your way up. So Trump's wealth is a matter of question. It's not $10 billion. Everyone knows it's like a hype job. What he's actually worth, no one knows. But let's say he's fairly well off. So let's say the Clintons, we know what they're worth. We know how much money was steered into the Clinton Foundation. Is she going to really want to pass a death tax that's bigger? Because then she can't leave the money that they connived to the children and grandchildren. Why would she want to do it? See, it's the saving grace of having a corrupt individual. Because maybe that's the saving grace. She's not going to want to do that. Tax herself to death. Or she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to leave the money to Chelsea and the grandchild. What, is she crazy? No, she wants to give it to a homeless crack addict. She can't wait to give it to a homeless crack addict. So that's the only salvation I see, is that the corruption is so great and the deception is so great that maybe there's a hope yet altogether. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it could. It could be worse in some ways. I mean, would the riots and mobs get worse with her pandering to groups like Black Lives Matter? Probably. She'll use them to intimidate the white middle class. She will deball the police completely where they're afraid to do their job, and they'll replace them with a federal police force. And then you'll really have a wonderful, wonderful life here. They will be the equivalent of federales in Mexico, where you'll be pulled over on the side of the road and hosed down with a baton. They'll take your gold watch and probably your daughter with a federal police force, unless you pay them off a bribe. Oh, yeah, be great, all you liberals. You have a federales, just what you've always wanted, a Mexican police force here. So it's hard to say at this point. I'm fatalistic. It's like a depressing thing, all the guilt. Religion is so filled with guilt. Like, walk around like everything you do is wrong. You looked wrong, you thought wrong, your mind did this, your mind did that. You opened your mouth, you were wrong, you breathed, you were wrong. That's the religion. That's the original religion was based on guilt. How that came about, I'll never know. Why anyone went along for that, that you were no good no matter what you did. How did anyone go in to listen to that stuff? But it's still there. You suffer for everything you did. That's why I walked away from religion. I didn't like the guilt. In many ways, what this political campaign has become is semi-religious. It's like a semi-religious thing. And what's really odd is that a woman as corrupt as Hillary Clinton could be seen as the holier one. That's astounding. See what I'm getting at? In other words, she's about as corrupt an individual as you could possibly get in a skirt. Now she's suddenly, because of people like Anderson Stupor, suddenly she's cleaner than him. You hear this? All of a sudden, her sins got washed away.
Savage.